When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. I surprised my mom the other day with vivid memories I held of my childhood. She smiled, closed her eyes, then tipped her head back slightly, trying to picture my version of that long-ago piece of our shared history. I remembered a circle of vibrant orange tiger lilies that flanked the front yard in the spring. Collie dogs became fluffy pillows on which to lay my head in the cool shade of a big oak tree on a hot summer day. In the fall, we raked the leaves and we hauled them by the truckload to a ditch at one end of the property, and then we jumped in over and over again like it was a swimming pool of foliage. By wintertime, it was snowball fights, hand-packed tunnels, and sledding down a closed road at the end of our driveway. The hills were steep, the snow deep, and neighborhood families turned a thoroughfare into a wintry roller coaster. We played, we laughed, we tumbled and crashed until our toes were numb and our noses red like cherries. And then we warmed frozen appendages in the kitchen where Mama opened the gas stove for direct heat. As tiny fingers and toes tingled into thaw, there she stood, stirring homemade hot chocolate over fiery flames dancing beneath cast iron grates on top of the oven. I can still taste the rich, creamy concoction, and I still remember the terrible itch that follows improved blood circulation. I also remember silly songs around the piano, countless hamsters, goldfish, and turtles for pets, plus dogs, kittens, pigs, goats, horses, and calves. I remember a 36-inch tall pony named Spunky and fallen logs we tried to hurdle. There were Tonka trucks and Barbie dolls, equally part of my country girl world. And at Christmas time, everything was even more magical in my youth. From homemade ornaments to caroling with the 4-H club to Christmas morning wish lists fulfilled, the memories are nearly perfect. Christmas often gives us cause to pause and think of our own childhood. But another child's history is far more significant at Christmas. The child born in a manger who became the savior of the world deserves to be remembered. As I think on him, I can't help but wonder if Jesus ever looked back to his first hours in a stable. Did he supernaturally remember those times? Or was he always looking forward, knowing fully his purpose for his earthly birth? And because of his mission so divinely orchestrated, did he bother with the little things that shape a life? Or did he count it all as biding his time while here in person? Believing that he who was wholly human was also the Holy One, I'm convinced that he recalls all of his days, and he counts them worth every moment to fulfill his Father's will and save the world. He hums the song his precious mother sang to him while she rocked him to sleep, and he weeps when he remembers the ones she wailed when she watched him die on the cross in anguish. He can't forget the feel of plush wool on a baby sheep, nor forget that he was the sacrificial lamb. In his mind, he smells fresh shavings just planed from a cedar board as he worked alongside his father. And then he winces as he remembers the rough edges of a cross to which he clung and died. I think he remembers every experience of his 33 years because the Lord remembers you and me, the reason he was born. And not only at Christmas, but every day of the year, we are still on his mind and in his memory. Won't you take the time to remember him this season? For he is the reason that we have life at all. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you this beautiful Christmas as we swing the gate closed for today.